What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got a quick, fun show coming at you guys today, Saturday morning. Pogo in a gallery happened last weekend. Let's check out Endless Struggle. Endless Struggle on Pogo City Radio, coming off their Charged Records release in the day. What's going on, everybody? Andrew Bedlam here. Thanks for hanging out with us on my little Saturday morning show. Been a hectic week. We had Pogoing in the Gallery / Pogoing in the Park happen last weekend. It was a lot of fun. We'll be talking about it more, especially once we get some co-hosts. I think I'm going to be flying solo this morning, though. Everybody seems to be pretty busy, and it's the first weekend free for a lot of people, so why don't we just keep moving right along with the tracks. Let's go to a Philly band. Here's Duffy's Cut with Doomsday.
Fire that I can't take down, gas it to never be okay. Never gonna live my life that way. Cause the day is Tuesday.
Right, that was Duffy's Cut coming off the Doomsday EP with the track Doomsday. Let's keep rocking right along with Al Barr and the Bruisers.
I can't fuck this war. You see this fear on my face, but I won't run from you. Well, that's right, these are all my friends, and now what are you gonna do? Go ahead, try to push us around and we'll beat you black and blue. Oh, we don't take any shit, especially from the likes of you, yeah, you. Assimilation is your game where two can also play. For me on end, all bad lines drawn and it's you who's gonna pay. You think you're right, you think we're wrong, when time will show that tell. We'll never give in, we'll keep on fighting. Gonna shove you back down your well Termination is your game, but the bruiser sure ain't for you to shame. Termination is your game, but the bruiser sure ain't for you to shame. Termination is your game, but the bruiser sure ain't for you to shame. Termination is your game, but the bruiser sure I can see. You see that spit on my face, but I won't run from you. But I tried, these are all my friends, and now what are you gonna do? Go ahead, try to push us around, and we'll beat you black and blue. Oh, it'll take any shit, especially from the likes of you, yeah, you. Termination is your game where two can also play. From here on in, a bad line drawn, and it's you who's gonna pay. You think you're right, you think we're wrong, where time will sure they tell. We'll never give in, we'll keep on fighting. Gonna shove you back down your well Termination is your game, but the bruiser sure ain't for you to shame. Termination is your game, but the bruiser sure ain't for you to shame. Termination is your game, but the bruiser sure ain't for you to shame. Termination is your game, but the bruiser sure for you to shame. I can see.
The Bruisers on Pogo City Radio. Let's stick it out with Jersey. Go to some classics right here. Coming off their second album, Go to Work. Here's the Wretched Ones with Bottles and Cans.
Shower. I lie down and I have a nap. I wake up and I suck down dinner. Get ready cause I'm playing tonight. Go outside and load the fan. It's running bad, I don't know why. Come in and watch a little TV. Boy, my throat's getting really dry. Get to the club, it's time to load in. Burst up off to the side. Belly up to the bar.
All right. So we had this huge show go down last weekend. That's the Wretched Ones out of Jersey right there. Now, a lot of the bands playing out of Jersey, because, you know, most of my favorite bands come out of Jersey. So going down, we weren't able to do the show at the park for the main reason. There was a last-minute insurance problem that got thrown on us, and then it was almost kind of a good thing that this insurance thing happened, because it happened the day before, and somebody was trying to make us cancel the show, but we were able to work our way around it. But if this asshole wouldn't have done that, we had a huge storm for the previous 3 days, and even if you go back and you listen to the last Pogo, we'll talk about all our phones go off at the same time. We're like, what the fuck? It was a flash flood warning. The park got flooded ridiculously, was underwater. So if this person wouldn't have screwed us the day before, we wouldn't have been able to get it indoor, and we would have had to cancel the show just because the venue flooded. But luckily, we were able to do it. Sadly, we had to cut 3 or 4 of the bands. But one thing that was real cool, even though Angry Youth couldn't play, Joe came up from Virginia and made us a nice little half-hour documentary on the show. Real cool. You guys can go out to YouTube and see it. 4D Kids with a Z Productions. So the number 4, the letter D, Kids with a Z Productions. Or you guys can search in, I believe, Pogoing in the Gallery. And come check that out. Pretty awesome. Starts out with them driving here in that storm I was just talking about. And then it cuts to us loading up. You know, you get some talking with some of the Pogo crew, and then there's a track per band, a couple interviews, a lot of fun, a lot of good footage. If you were there, I'm sure you'll see yourself in it. Watch it to the end with Crazy and the Brains and the Blanks. We got a nice crowd going, some good songs, we got some decent sound. I also have a full video of Blanks set that hasn't been edited yet, but you guys need to go check out this little Pogoing in the Gallery mini movie. And then you guys also need to check out Pogoing in the Pit, which is going to be on tour and in select theaters next month. I know we're going to see it in Philly. I forget what date. I'll have to look this shit up and let you know. While I do that, I promise I'm actually going to look it up and find out what's up with the goddamn little film. But let's get to the tracks while I do it. Here's a band that was supposed to play Fuck You, We Rule. Here's Monster Squad, No Destiny, coming off Strength Through Pain. We'll be right back. Monster Squad on Pogo City Radio. See, now I was actually responsible for once, and I did pull up some information about the Pogo in the Pit movie, but now I lost it because some cute girl just hit me up on Messenger that I don't know, asking me if I like her pictures. So I think I might have to talk to her for a little bit, but let me see if I can close that out. And okay, here we go. You guys can see the Pogo in the Pit movie by 4D Kids Productions 910 at the Grandin Theater in Roanoke, Virginia. You can see it 923 at the Century Bar in Philadelphia, where the Pogo crew will be, that's for sure. And those are the only two dates I have right now, because those are the two most important ones where Joe's from and the closest to where we're from. So yeah, and if you guys aren't familiar, if you guys seen the new Blank 77 Pills video on YouTube, that's Joe's video too. So go check that shit out. And why don't we get this show's gonna have to be a shorter one. See, I told you everybody was real busy and I had a week from hell. As soon as that show ended, my life imploded. It was terrible all week. And then yesterday, everybody was pretty busy, and I actually got some plans tonight, too. Everybody was pretty busy, and everybody kind of just passed out early, and I got to make up some shows for you guys. Can't leave my Pogo junkies fiending, you know what I'm saying? I got to get them their fix. So, but we're going to have to do some quick shows. I'm going to do another one after this to be released in the middle of the week, but I think we're going to do a little Pogo City. All right, the Pogo City Wildcard is where we play something a little off format. Now, today's track, the artist is by no means off format, but the album is very off format. It's Gigi Allen and the Criminal Quartet. Now, I'm going to play this one for my man Gabe in the Oi Scouts, and he was talking about how it took him so long to actually find the Criminal Quartet album, especially because this is right up Gabe's alley. But I forget what song he was talking about, but the first track I ever heard off this album, like, a while ago, I'm going to say I first heard this album close to, like, almost 20 years ago, because I was, like, 12, 13, and I'm 31. So here's Gigi Allen and the Criminal Quartet, today's wild card with Guns, Bitches, Brawls, and Bottles.
As gray as a monarch, the moments I pass. The whiskey bottle is my globe, and the specter is my glass. My table is my throne, and the barroom is my corp. The bar is my subject, and drinking is my sport. Robots all assemble. You find me in my dark world, in my smoke-filled temple. Whiskey breath and painted women bring me to my senses. Prostitutes and loaded guns, 'cause trouble is my business. Guns, bitches, brawls, and bottles, that's the only life I lead. Don't know where I'll wake tomorrow, but today is all I need. When the sun goes down, to the night I'll creep. I'll beg, I'll steal and borrow, I'll hustle for my. The city is my play. I'll kill you for a dollar if it's in the cards today. Thank you. You'll find me in my dark world in a smoke-filled temple. Whiskey breath and painted women bring me to my senses. Prostitutes and loaded guns, 'cause trouble is my business.
All right, that was Gigi Allen and the Criminal Quartet coming off A Carnival of Excess with Guns, Bitches, Brawls, and Bottles. And this week's Pogo City.
Wild Card Bitches! What's here?
All right, all right, all right. Let's keep the tunes rocking. Get back over with the punk rock. Go to some New York City classics. Here's Reagan Youth with No Class. Right, we're going to head over after Reagan Youth right there with a punk core records release. Half the members from The Unseen, half the members from A Global Threat. Here's Self-Destruct with Violent Affair.
Bye.
Self-Destruct, Mark Unseen on vocals. That was a great little 7-inch EP. I think it had 5 tracks. And then they also had a 6th recording of them doing Give Me Fire by GBH, which was only released on The Sound of Rebellion, Volume 2, I believe, on ADD Records. That was Mark Unseen's record label in the fucking late 90s or 2000s. And they had the Sound of Rebellion Volume 1 was a great album. I had it on vinyl. They also had the Sound of Rebellion Volume 2. It was your typical bands, The Unseen, Funeral Dress, fucking Tom and the Boot Boys, a lot of international bands now that I'm thinking about it. I think maybe the Verruckers. I don't know. It was a wide array of music. Defiance was on there also. I want to say the Lower Class Brats. I might be wrong. Some really good bands from that time period. I feel like we talk about a lot of comps on here. Generally the Pogo Attack and Punks Unite on Charged Records. But definitely the Sound of Rebellion. Two very good compilations. All right, we're going to have to get out of here with this next one. Going to dedicate it to Renee. Thanks so much. The Blanks came out and played our little charity benefit. It was a blast getting to see them all. I hope you guys had a blast checking them out, hanging out with them. And, you know, see, a lot of people that hooked us up with Backline or that did stuff for free won stuff in our awesome ass auction. So remember, raffle. Come out to the next one. Support the scene. Support local music. And get ready to pogo. Here's Blank 77 with Girl Can't Rock and Roll.